Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many historians consider the ancient Egyptian obelisk as the first true form of outdoor advertising. Today, we have billboards, of course. For the past 73 years, the Outdoor Advertising Association of America has honored their best billboard campaign with the coveted Obie Award. And that award name, the Obie, honors that ancient obelisk. Our next guest company recently won that award. Todd Turner is Corporate Creative Director for Adams Outdoor Advertising, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Todd, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you.
Tell us about it, what the application involved, and why you won.
You submit campaigns that you've worked on for the past year, and they have a panel of usually agency creative directors, marketing professionals, and they kind of go through hundreds, maybe thousands of entries and pick the best ones.
And so why did you win? Tell us about your campaign.
Our campaign was for Sonic Drive-In. I had this idea in my head that we could transform the landscape into very colorful billboards that would represent their slush items. There's so many color combinations that Sonic can create with those, so we wanted to kind of get that across. So we made this slush texture as the full background of the billboard, and we built 6-foot, three-dimensional red straws sticking out of the billboard. So basically, as you drive by the board, it just looks like one giant rectangle slush with the Sonic logo on it.
Do they measure returns on this advertising? Did they contact Sonic and ask them if this worked?
Not exactly. We heard from our client that during that summer, things just did very well. I don't think there was any like specific numbers or anything, but it was just a very good feeling. There was a lot of response to the campaign being up, people talking about it.
Now, for our listeners who are not familiar with Adams Outdoor Advertising, tell us about your company.
We own billboards. We have 15 different markets across the country, Charleston being one of them where I'm based. Pretty much, at least in Charleston, if you see a billboard, 95% chance that it's ours.
And how do you guys acquire your billboards? Are these things that you've just had for decades?
Sometimes, yes. Usually, yeah. Over time, Adams has acquired all the locations that we have now. But I think when Adams first came into the Charleston market, I think we acquired about three different companies to form Adams in Charleston, where we didn't have anything prior to this.
How about the new digital billboard age that we're in? Are you involved in those as well?
Yes, very much. At least in Charleston, we have about 22 total digital billboards. Across the company, there are probably just over 100.
And which are better, maybe cost-wise for the client, message-wise for the client? Which do you prefer?
Very much depends on the message. If you have a simple branding message where you want to make the biggest one-shot impact, a traditional static billboard might be best. But if you have a lot of different products and different promotions going on at different times, digital makes a lot of sense.
And cost-wise, are they competitive with each other?
They're about the same, yeah.
Walk us through the whole creative project. How does the team get put together? How do you work through the idea and the project and come up with the finished billboard?
Well, it usually starts with account executive going and talking to the client. The boring stuff like budgets and what they want to try to say. Then we fill out a creative brief and we talk to the client about who their target audience is, what their message is, what's the most compelling benefit that we can possibly talk about, what's interesting about the product, what need is this fulfilling with the target audience. So we take that information and then we just start throwing out ideas. So it's usually about a team of two or three creative people. We just whiteboard everything. I mean, anything that pops into our heads.
And then eventually something sticks.
Yep, basically. we have lots and lots of ideas, and after we've kind of exhausted ourselves, we go back and say, all right, what are the really good ones? You do it towards the end of the day, and you put all your ideas out there, and then whatever sounds good the next morning, that's what you go with.
Well, Todd, congratulations again on this award, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
Todd Turner is Corporate Creative Director for Adams Outdoor Advertising, the company that recently won the Obie Award from the Outdoor Advertising Association of America. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.